AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The mayor in Chattanooga, Tennessee, described it as a very terrible situation. Shots were fired in at least two military facilities there. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani has details live from the Pentagon.
Ed, Chattanooga police say the active shooter situation is now over, but there is no word about a suspect or suspects. One of the shootings happened at an Armed Forces recruiting center, another 7 miles away at a Navy and Marine Corps facility. A U.S. official says police neutralized the shooter but did not give details. Mayor Andy Burke said earlier that an officer was down, and military officials have said at least one Marine may have been injured. Ed.
That's AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani live at the Pentagon. President Obama has been touring the El Reno prison in Oklahoma.
We have a tendency sometimes to almost take for granted or think it's normal that so many young people end up in our criminal justice system. It's not normal.
The president says there must be a different way. Crime is controlled and prisoners are rehabilitated. The highest criminal court in Texas has put off tonight's scheduled execution of Clifton Lamar Williams. He was set to die for killing a 93-year-old woman at her home during a robbery a decade ago. A piece of space junk forced the three International Space Station astronauts to emergency shelter. The fragment from an old Russian weather satellite ended up passing harmlessly by. Greece's interior minister says the government is likely to call an early session in the fall after losing support in parliament for an austerity law. Wall Street stocks are higher. The Dow is up about 32 points. The nominations are in for the Emmys.
The nominations in the drama series category are...
Leading the way with 24 nominations, HBO's Game of Thrones. It was not affected by a reaction to a storyline of the rape of a female character. This is AP Radio News. Starting in the fall, New York City will wire up 5 public housing projects for broadband internet.
The $10 million project will deliver free high-speed internet service to 16,000 of the city's poorest residents. The announcement, scheduled for tomorrow, is in conjunction with a federal program to expand access nationally. A counsel to the mayor says broadband access today is as important as running water and electricity were at the turn of the century. Without it, says Maya Wiley, you are at a disadvantage, whether you're doing your homework or seeking government services. A fifth of New York households don't have internet service, a third of those below the poverty line. Warren Levinson, New York.
60 years ago today, Disneyland opened in Anaheim, California. It took a year to build. Admission on opening day was $1 for adults, 50 cents for kids. Rides cost extra, between 10 and 35 cents each. The site of Disneyland was a 160-acre orange ranch. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.